1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's that time of year. Expect to see more people around you getting sick, especially after Thanksgiving gatherings. Staff from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services say flu activity is fairly low, but increasing. They're actually seeing the most positive tests for rhinovirus and enterovirus right now. About 50% of colds are caused by those viruses, but they can also cause hand, foot, and mouth disease. And of course, we're now officially in the holiday season where people are gathering, hugging, sharing food. DHS staff recommend being up to date on vaccinations for flu and COVID-19, washing your hands a ton, and of course, if you're sick, stay home. They'd previously told us that far fewer Wisconsinites had gotten flu shots this year, but they say it's never too late. They say after last week, those virus numbers could begin to spike quickly. The DHS has a new page that tracks respiratory illnesses. You can find it on their website. Meanwhile, some lawmakers want Wisconsinites to start paying for things like biking or foraging on public land, which has always been free. Maddie Schaefer has more.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing bills seeking to raise more revenue for the Department of Natural Resources by imposing fees for outdoor activities like hiking on public land. One of the bills would create an official hiking permit costing $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and older. Another bill would create an official permit for foraging on state-owned land, which would cost $40 for adults and $20 for children over 12. State Republicans say the proposed bills could help cover a $16 million shortfall in the agency's budget.
That's Maddie Schaefer reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that seven-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickle.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether, you know, we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a little light snow this afternoon into this evening. Accumulation should be less than an inch. Our high right around 23 this afternoon. Tonight down to 11. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 25 with a little more light snow. Tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.